The European Parliament showing overwhelming support for pro-democracy protesters in Belarus Thursday. The legislative body voting that Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko should no longer be recognized as president starting in November when his term expires. European Parliament also said the EU should impose economic sanctions on the disputed leader. While the European Parliament's vote is not legally binding, it does carry political weight, and it can be it can influence how the EU invests in Belarus or grants financial support. Mass protests since the August election have posed the biggest threat yet to Lukashenko and his attempts to extend his 26-year rule. EU governments have yet to respond with sanctions. Firefighters continue to battle dangerous and deadly wildfires across the western U.S. states. The fires, so large and strong, they've produced a smoke haze that has drifted thousands of kilometers across the country and settled over New York City and Washington, D.C. Even Europe and Mexico are seeing some smoke from the blazes. The fires have been brought on by several weeks of record heat and dry wind that have destroyed about 1.8 million hectares of land across Oregon, Washington State, and California. A combined 35 people have been confirmed dead in the wildfires in the three states. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help firefighters contain the fires and clear the air of smoke that has blanketed the state since the blazes began. In California, the wildfires have killed at least 25 people, torched more than 4,200 homes and other buildings, and burned nearly 1.2 million hectares. This is VOA News. A U.S. consular official says her Belarusian-American husband's life is